Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, woman of God. Good morning. How are you?
I am. Yes, excited. I am excited this morning. Friday. It is Friday. Oh, yes. Thank God it's Friday.
Yes, absolutely. This is an awesome day. Every day is. It's another day that God has given us to wake up and give him glory. So I am so happy to be here with you. So what do you have planned for this weekend? You got any plans?
Yes, I am doing great. How are you doing?
I am awesome. I am awesome. I am planning on going to a breakfast this weekend at the Embassy Suites Airport here in St. Louis, Missouri. So I am looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to being a blessing to the people of God and fellowship. And I believe Danielle's going to be joining us also. She's a photographer extraordinaire, and she is planning on being there. So we are going to have a good time. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Well, welcome each one of you who are tuned in, listened in. We know we're just getting started. We have an awesome guest coming today, and we know those of you will be calling in. Others will be calling in, but those of you who are on the line first, welcome, welcome, welcome. If our awesome guest, Apostle Tina Pearl, is on the line, I would just love for you to hit your number one key on your cell phone or on your phone. Hit your number one key, and I will know that you are ready, that you are in the host queue, rather. And as long as you're there, we'll bring you in at the appropriate moment. But yes, welcome. Welcome. The calls are coming in. Coach Cassandra, the phones are lighting up. And, you know, we want you to make sure that you get ready to chime in. We want to hear from you. We want 80 to 85% of audience participation on the broadcast. We love talking to you. We love hearing your stories, your challenges, your successes, your dreams. We want to hear from you. You know, this is all about entrepreneurs. We have some big names coming to the show, but hey, don't let that throw you off. Trust me, everyone had to start out the same way, small, and you know, their work, their hard work got them to where they are. But we have a hot show for you next week, all week long, really for the next 2 weeks. So when you get up in the morning, you want that shot of motivation. You want that shot of empowerment from two women that are coming to you correct. We are coming because we really care. that when I say we're coming correct, because we genuinely care about you. You know for a fact that Coach Cassandra or myself, we do this. This is a pure radio show for the most part. We have a few commercials. Hopefully some other supporters will be getting their commercials. But we don't come with a heavy sales. We're not here to basically sell you. Sure, we both have products and services. You can go to our websites. But we are here to empower you. We are here to coach you. I love how Danielle said it. Here's just, you know, a quick coach, I think it was Danielle, or maybe it was the other young lady in Cleveland, Deidre. It was Deidre or Danielle. And they said, this is a free coaching session in the morning, So please get ready to talk to us when we open the phone lines. If you have a question that you're dealing with, or a problem or a situation in your personal life, in your professional life, even your relationship, please don't be afraid to let us hear it. And you don't want to, if you don't have to, you don't have to say your name if you don't want to. So even though I open your phone line and say, tell us your name and where you're calling from, and tell us your question or comment, even if you don't want to say your name, don't, and we won't force you, because we want people to be able to have the freedom to say what they want to say right here on air and get the help that you want so that you can go to work and have a fantastic day. But Coach Cassandra, tell us a little bit about our guest this morning, because we have a fantastic guest, and I will get back to our audience a little later with some more exciting information.
Okay, yes, we will shortly be bringing the woman of God on. This is so exciting. All I can tell you is get ready to power up your possibilities. That's right, power up and kick it. Kick it, yeah. Kick discouragement to the curb, kick negativity to the curb, kick anything that's standing in your way to the curb if it will not do you any good. Yes, there is purpose in your pain, but listen, don't get it twisted. Don't get other stuff mixed in that shouldn't be in the way. You know, if you've got negative people speaking into your ear, people telling you you can't, you won't, you don't, you know, hey, you need to, you know, sometimes be the police of your own soul. And what I mean by that is watch what you allow into your ear gate. Watch it, because that can mess you up. So you need to say, you know, I don't allow that. And if you can't say that, say it. Just get away from it. Get away from anything that will keep you from being 100% what you need to be, okay? Because you've got to watch your own growth. You've got to make sure that you're in the place that you need to be, okay, to make the things happen that you need to happen so that you can go forth and progress and have the success that you need to be, that you need to have. And I know Coach Lisa, we both are so gung-ho on being positive, and you're the possibility coach. You're the power coach. I'm the possibility coach. And together we are the dynamic duo, and we are bringing you programming that will inspire and motivate you, that will take you to the next level. So, you know, I am so thankful that we are in this place. Because I'm telling you, you can wake me up out of my sleep, and I'm ready, you know, to share the possibilities, to talk about your potential, to see, you know, that there is more to it, that maybe you're not looking, you know, as clearly as you could. Because sometimes you're looking through rose-tinted glasses. So you can have that breakthrough. You know, you can have what it is that you need. But even when it doesn't look good, you've got to choose to speak forth what it is that you desire to see. You know what I'm saying? You've got to do that. You've got to purpose to make that your goal in life. And you're going to get there. I am so confident that will happen for you.
And sometimes it takes a minute, but, hey, it will happen. It will happen. So, you know, we're just inspiring you to have a limitless life. We're inspiring you to believe past what you see, okay? So you want to have actions that speak toward what it is that you want to have happen in life. And I want to remind you that April 22nd, we are having our webinar. Yay! April 22nd, the webinar. And then April 29th, woo! When we come back and we have Power Hack Speakers, Power of Your Possibilities teleshow, where we use the social media, the telephone, and we're communicating back and forth. And I'm telling you, we've got national speakers recognized on a national level that are coming to impart to you. And both of those sessions are 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, so you make sure you mark your calendars. That's going to be 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and so on and so forth. So, you know, govern yourself accordingly. We want you to get the word out. And even this morning, if you see our flyer, make sure you're circulating that flyer. Make sure you're forwarding it or sharing it with your friends, and that you also ask them to share it, because that's, you know, that's how we're going to keep this encouraging message going, because we're going to make sure that you're telling folks. We're absolutely making sure that we're circulating our flyer, letting people know that we are here and that we are ready. Just great things that are coming your way. So we want you to absolutely stay tuned, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So you
right.
just get your boxer gloves on and you fight.
That's right.
Fight for what you want. Right, Coach?
Yes. Oh, yes, indeed, indeed. You know, this is an awesome time to be on your grind, really out there making it happen. You know, I remember Les Brown said something years ago. He says, you got to be hungry. And I never forgot that. You got to want it. You have to really want it. I mean, there are so many distractions. There are so many things that will come and stop you and try to get you off of where you're going, off of your destination. But you got to keep getting up every day believing that today is going to be the day. I call that living
yeah.
in spirit of expectation. Every
yeah.
single day, you got to wake up and say, today is going to be the day. And you got to, from that moment on, you got to carry yourself as if it's going to show up that day. You know, get yourself prepared as if it's going to happen that day. Do all the little scenarios that you need to do as if that's going to be the day. I remember with my I used to go to class at night, and I would tell my students to, I would go to class and I would tell them, now I'm putting my cell phone right here, and I'm not going to answer it unless Oprah Winfrey calls. And I said, I have her number right here in my speed dial. So I said, I don't take phone calls in class, but if Oprah calls, I'm going to take the call. So I'm just letting you all know. I would say that they would, you know, they would laugh. And then one day I just spent the whole class, not the whole class, but part of the class explaining to them what I was going to do when she called. And so, you know, but that's how you, but you have to show up each day as expecting for it to happen that day. So what that does is that makes you prepared. So when the call does come, you will know what to say. I remember I had gotten a call one day from the Montel. Some of you remember Montel Williams when he had his daily talk show. And he would bring on different guests, right? So I had put my paperwork in or whatever to the Montel Williams show. Well, I actually got a call from them one day. I'm walking down the street or whatever I was doing. I might have been driving or something. But I get a call from the persons that set up the show, right? And I'm telling you, you got to be prepared for this stuff. I called the woman. Apparently, whatever I had sent to them was enough to catch their attention to get the phone call. And when they call you, though, the thing is, you have to sound really like you're, like, dying to get on their show. You can't just be, how you doing? I'm so-and-so-and-so. I do this, I do that. No, you, because remember, you're on their TV show, and you got to be exciting. So I don't think I was exciting, though, as they thought I was going to be. So I didn't get the call. I didn't get the second call that probably would have been the call scheduling me for the episode. But they did tell me that
they
were. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Wow.
Well, I at least know how the first calls go. So you keep submitting your the first calls are pretty cool. But you keep submitting your, you know, paperwork to these broadcasts, because just like us in radio, it's looking for exciting guests. Well, so are they. So any show you want to get on, any news, anything you want to get on, just know. You think that it's hard? No, it's not hard, because they're looking for you also. All you got to do is contact them. But they can't call you if you don't contact them. So that's all a part of that. Getting up, expecting. Same thing with a job. If you're looking for a good job, well, get up and expect a good job. You know, they say in the whole, you know, neuro-linguistic programming training, they always talk about speaking the positive. Say what you want to happen. So, for instance, I had said, don't let your dreams die. Well, they tell you not to say what you don't want to happen. So I put,
all right.
I changed it to, I just did a blog on CSN, Christian Social Network. So for those of you who know anything about, well, all of you should know, go open your site, go open your page, your account with them. Go to mycsn.org. So I just made a blog on there. It's really simple, easy to create your own blog. And the title of the blog is Keep Your Dreams Alive. So because our subconscious mind is going to do whatever we think. So I'm thinking not dreams dying. I'm thinking dreams alive. So we really have to begin to practice. Our words have to be positive. So I'm excited, Coach Cassandra. This is just such a wonderful time. And, you know, for the weekend, what I have for this weekend is I have to work on some coaching packages for people. I have to get out in the community, network with people, meet new people, offer them some coaching, help some people who are struggling on their jobs, help some people who are struggling in their relationships, and help some women who are struggling with getting their businesses started. So I'm going to go and teach them some business startup strategies, how to get started in their own business, and how to fund their business. So that's some of the workshops that I'll be doing over the weekend. So I'm looking forward to helping these individuals who have been frustrated for a long time about their future. So I want to really go and help them allay those fears, get rid of those fears, and we're just going to have a great time. And we want to hear, oh, I think our guest is on the line. I'm not sure, but I'm going to open this one phone line just to double check. Area code 412. Area code 412. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Frederick, Coach Frederick. I'm not the guest, but this is Coach Frederick.
Coach.
How are you today?
I know, I always get that number, but so I wasn't sure if you had a comment or you just wanted to, because some people, they hit their number one key. I think in the instructions, when you come in, it tells you to hit your number one key, but so that's absolutely fine. Did you have a comment?
Do I have a comment? I don't have a comment yet. I'm listening, and I'm in the process of texting your number around the country so people can call in. So the
and then calling in.
But let me get you some guests.
Oh, Frederick, they are calling in. The phone lines are lit up. I think this is the most calls we had in one, well, not the absolute most, but I see our guest is on. So let me open her phone line. Area code 216. Is that you, Tina?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Good
well,
morning.
Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Welcome.
Yes, I'm going to introduce her.
Yes, you
okay.
are, but she is our guest of honor, everyone, just to let you know, our guest of honor is here. Go tell everybody that you know to get on this line right now. Tell them to call 347-945-7991. Take a page out of Frederick's book and go text everybody you know, because this is an awesome woman of God. So, Cassandra, back to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, I have the pleasure, the awesome pleasure of introducing Apostle Tina Pearl. She's also an entrepreneur, a teacher, writing her first book. She's a mentor. She is CEO of Pearl Enterprise and co-owner of A Whole New You. And we definitely want to find out what that Whole New You is. And also, she is an event planner and founder of Center of Attraction Event Planning Services. And I'm telling you, you want to get something done, listen, this is the woman to get it done. I think that's what they have. They have her name in the dictionary behind Get It Done. If there were ever such a category, it would be, that's what would be next to her name for sure. So she is an honor. She is delightful. I've gotten to know her over the years, as well as when I lived in Cleveland, Ohio, was a member of her church. So I've gotten to know the woman of God. She is dynamic. She also has a beautiful voice. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to hold back on that.
Oh, why did put that down?
She can sing, y'all. She might be playing, but she can sing. She sing when she wants to. And so we're so glad that senior pastor and founder of Greater Works Deliverance Center and Kingdom Covenant Ministries of Deliverance Fellowships. So you you want to get something done, give it to a busy person. So this is the lady that will get it done. She'll delegate it. She'll do whatever it takes to make it happen. So you can expect some exciting things coming from her, especially with the writing of a new book. Now, before I even ask you how you got started, tell me about this book. What are you writing about? Good morning.
Well, you know what, the book came about. I was having a discussion with my my daughter and my daughter-in-law. We were just talking about things in general, and my daughter-in-law said, "Ma, you ought to write a book." And I was talking about my life, just my life in general, and she said, "You ought to write a book." I'm like, "Nobody want to hear about my life. Nobody want to read about that." And my daughter, in all seriousness, turned around and she said, "Listen, I've watched you all of my life go through some things. I've watched you, just to give you, it's a devotional. She said, I've watched you go through some things with Daddy, leave the house where there was such a major blow up and walk into a church and preach the walls down, realizing that you had to come back to the turmoil that you left, and you never broke your stride in the Holy Ghost." And as she be just, and she said a lot of other things, but as she began to really minister to me, God said, "This is what I've been telling you for years." And so I'm in the process of writing from the pages of my life, which is a devotional, a woman's journey to emotional healing while you're in what you're in. A lot of times we say we're going to get healed when we come out of some things. But, you know, God can heal you while you're in what you're in. And so that's what the book is about.
Now, see, you have opened it up. I am so glad that you are keeping it 100%. I'm telling you all, you know, sometimes we look at pastors or people in fivefold ministry, and we just think, oh, you know, especially if they you know, they look like they're part of the beautiful people, and this is a beautiful woman, and, you know, you look like you never break a fingernail or a toenail. And, you know, I'm so glad that you want to write about your story, because we need to hear, you know, how, you know, you've come out of the muck and the mire. We need to hear that, you know, even seeing those things are going horrible in your life, you know how to, you know, keep it going, keep it moving, as well as keep it 100%. And I love that, because we all have a story to tell. And the only book some people will read is the book they see when they see you, when they see you. Keep it moving. Because, folks, there's some of you out there that are broke, busted, disgusted, sitting in your car, sitting on your couch. Might be sitting in your car, I don't know. But you do not want, you know, you don't want to move. You're mad at God. You're ready to kick the dog and ready to beat the cat. But, hey, hold on, hold on. Help is on the way. Help is here. This woman of God has a word in her mouth to bless you. So we want to find out, when you started your first business, how did that happen? How were you able to take nothing and do something with it? Let us know about that. When did you start your first business?
The first business came out of being broke.
Right.
And you know what? My first start of anything trying to be an entrepreneur was selling Avon because my husband had gotten laid off. We had four children that we needed to feed and support, keep a roof over our heads. So I began to sell Avon. And when I tell you I began to sell Avon, I began to sell Avon. I began to make more money selling Avon than I did on my job, that I was making on my job. And because in my mind, I had to, quote, unquote, for lack of a better word, hustle so we can eat. And then I began to think, I can do this for myself. Here I am, even though I'm getting paid very well, I'm earning very well, I can do this for myself. And so from that, my first was IOMA Cosmetics, and I went through a branding company, you know, private labeling company, and I did that for a little while. But my greatest gift that God has blessed me with is just to plan an event. And so I also began to plan things. Center of Attraction came from I made centerpieces. I started making centerpieces. And from my centerpieces, I started hosting events around my centerpieces. Of course, the first thing that I began to host were what church luncheons. You know how you know church people like to eat. We like to eat everything in dessert around a piece of chicken. If you give us a good piece of chicken, we are attending. From there, I began to plan social events, and so now I'm trying to get my feet a little wet in the trade show area, and I'm pushing a little bit towards nonprofit marketing events. And so that's how it came about, just not having enough. And God said He will give you witty inventions. He will give you the power to obtain wealth. You just have to tap into the gifts that He has put placed down inside of you. And a lot of times we have those gifts and we say, well, everybody's doing this. And that may be true, but everybody is not doing it the way that God is calling you to do it. And so we have to tap into what my professor at one time, she called it a secret sauce. You have to tap into your gift and your secret sauce, what makes your gift unique. And so that's how everything came about, even from the Pearl Enterprises, everything. That's something that I'm doing with my children and teaching them that it's okay to work for yourself. And we're going to do some things as a family. We're going to work as a family unit and work for yourself. If you choose to stay in the secular realm, all right, but learn to do it for yourself. You can be the best employee you can be for somebody, but you can be a better entrepreneur for you.
Awesome. My goodness. Woo, you said a mouthful. Oh, my gosh. So you go. I heard when I went to see the movie with Ray Charles in it, and Ray was new and upcoming and, you know, getting into his industry. And so, you know, his manager and different people were, you know, starting to get calls they were getting anxious, and they were like, okay, Ray, what are we going to do? And they just coming to him one after another. And Ray said, hey, we're going to make it do what it do, baby. So,
it sounds like
that's what you
guys
are doing. We're going to make it work. So we are so excited.
I'm excited.
You know what? And you got to get excited. And sometimes the only way to get excited is to keep it moving, keep it going, step up to the plate. You know, you just got to get up. And I think I might have mentioned a little bit Tyler Perry before he became rich and famous. He was sleeping in the car, sleep on people's, you know, couches, chairs, whatever. You know, you got to do what you got to do. And he said what kept him going, every day he would get up and start moving. Just keep it moving. You got to keep it moving. Because I'm telling you, if you just stay stuck, if you don't get up and believe you can do something, that's when the depression can come in. I'm not going to say you can't be depressed and keep it moving, but I'm saying the more you sit there and you think about the doom and gloom and woe is me, oh, my God, the worst is going to be, the worst it will be. You got to, you know, start punching. You got to start fighting for your life, and you got to believe that God's got more for you. You got to believe, hallelujah, in yourself that you can get up and walk toward what it is that you're trying to work out. And that's why Power Coach Lisa is here. That's why I'm here. We help you to look at the possibilities. We help you to understand there is so much more going on. And we're going to have to take a break, Apostle Tita. We're coming right back without a commercial. And so we're back to Coach Lalisa. She's got a fantastic commercial for us. And so if you're looking for opportunity to do some advertising, this is a great place to do it, to make it happen. So call us or inbox us on Facebook, and we want to assist you in going to the next level and whatever it is that you're trying to promote, whether it's your next event. Listen, let us know, and we want to assist you. Someone, please, I think I hear some noise in the background. You might have to mute your phone for a moment, but we're getting ready to do a commercial. Are you there? Power Coach Lalisa. Hey.
Yes, we are here. We are here. We are here. And, yes, so we want you to listen to a message from one of our sponsors.
It's time to bring your vision to life. Serena Washington is owner and founder of Two Covenant Mogul and Project Create Your Success, a company that exposes how to make recurring income while you sleep. $300 will get you the individual plan and $500 for the family plan. Our vision books are for all occasions, including but not limited to memory lane, graduations, weddings, and children books. Project Create Your Success is a program that cares about your family security. Also, ask about our protection plan at 504-710-7359. Contact us today to get started. 504-710-7359. Or send an email to authorserenawashington@gmail.com. That's authorserenawashington@gmail.com. And remember, Project Create Your Success by Two Covenant Mogul.
All right. Power Coach Lalisa, I know you've probably got some questions, too. I'm so excited about our guest, Apostle Tina Pearl. I love that name, Apostle Pearl. And she's got so many exciting things going on, and we're just so glad to have her here with us today. Yes, indeed.
Amen.
So we're going to go ahead and with you, Apostle Tina, I think we were just finishing up with our conversation. You were just telling us about some of your exploits, and I guess I was actually making some input about how you got to get up and you got to keep going to what you were. Tell us this. When you feel depression or defeated, how do you overcome those feelings? We all have those feelings. I mean, it's not new to any of us. So what do you do to overcome?
Oh, my goodness. I sing.
Oh.
I sing. I always have. Even as a little girl, I sing. I sing to myself. I sing unto the Lord. I worship. And I do it without thinking. I just begin sustain, and I begin to talk to myself. The Word of God said that when David was in a particular situation and his own men, those men that he were that he was fighting next to, side by side, those men that leaped over, ran through the troop and leaped over the wall, when they came back and found their families gone, wanted to kill him, the Word of God said that David encouraged himself. And so I encouraged myself, and that's how I encouraged myself. I began to just sing unto the Lord and sing until I get into a place in my mind and get to a place in my spirit. And over the years, I've learned that sometimes not hitting the mark the first time is not necessarily failure. I think a lot of times when we don't hit the mark, when it does not, when things do not turn out the way we want them to turn out, we hit obstacles, we run into brick walls and high mountains. Sometimes we get a lot of discouraged, and we don't, as you say, keep it moving. We allow those things to hinder us. But I'm beginning to look at those obstacles, and I'm beginning to look at those mountains and those brick walls and just those moments where it doesn't seem like it's going to turn out right. I'm beginning to look at them a different way. It's not failure. It's just a moment in time, and we're just going to have to learn how to do something different. We're going to have to step back and sort of strategize and figure out how we're going to either, we're either going to go over the mountain, around the mountain, and if possible, we'll go through the mountain. Same with the brick wall. So when you look at it a little different as you mature, you get a little older, you learn some things, I just sing and I begin to re-strategize. I go to the Lord. All my answers come from Him. And I just step back and say, we're going to have to rethink it, going to have to do something a little different. And I try not to stay in that moment long. I try not to stay in that place of depression long, because we do have those moments. We do have those moments where we sigh and say, is this worth it? And I want to say, it's worth it. Your dream is always worth anything that you have to go through. It's worth it. If you was to ask Tyler Perry now, was sleeping on somebody's couch worth it? He's going to tell you, yeah, it was worth it. Was sleeping in that car worth it? Yeah, it was worth it. Maybe not eating every day, was it worth it? Yeah, it was worth it, because now I'm doing what God has ordained for me to do. Nobody said that we weren't going to have to go through some things before those things finally happen and come to pass, because it's in those things that we made, that we are made. And when you go through some things and when God finally moves and when He finally blesses, you're appreciative. You're so grateful that God has moved and has done some things in your life. You don't take it for granted. And I believe that's why God allows some things. And so that you know that it's not you. Because if the way is just smooth all the way, you'll give yourself more credit than you will give the God that put that in you, that desire in you, credit. So He has to allow those bumpy roads so we can keep it 100 and we can stay humble and bless Him for what he is doing and what He has done.
Yes, yes. You know, I hear General Patton say that failure is not final. That's the one thing. We've got to stop catastrophizing that this is it. I heard T.D. Jakes say when they picked up his car, he felt like that was the end of his world. He would always be so disgraced and so embarrassed, you know, the lights got cut off. You know, you think T.D. Jakes had his lights cut off? Yeah,
right.
He's still a human being. You know, he still had some horrible, horrible things happen. You know, his daughter was pregnant as a teenager, I'm sure for a pastor especially. That was embarrassing. But you know what? General Patton said, failure is not final. It's the ability to get back up again. It's the ability to march back in line. And you may say, well, there are people out there making fun of me. Well, you know what? To me, when someone, I can locate people by what they say out of their mouth. If you are around someone that's making fun of you, making you feel like you're less, that's a good sign to get away from those people. You know,
it
that's
sure
a good
is.
Sign that maybe you need to stand up for yourself and say, listen, you know, maybe that did happen, but that is not my future. Maybe it happened in my past, but my future is looking a whole lot better because I believe I'm going to do better. I believe in getting back up again. And unfortunately, some people maybe were raised in such a negative environment. That's all they know how to speak. That's all they know how to be. But you have to decide. It's a decision you make to get up, to go forth, that no matter what's happened to me, we had a gentleman on yesterday, Reginald Foreman, who was put in jail, got out of jail for a few years. They came back and said, we made a mistake. We got to put you back in jail. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that, getting out and then got to go back in again? But see, God has purpose in it. God knows yes. what it takes to make us to be the people that he's calling us to be. And I'm telling you, you have not arrived yet. We are on a journey. None of us have made it. I know, Pastor, you have achieved a level of success, but I know there's greater coming. Greater is coming. We've got to look forward to it.
The woman of God said earlier, I think when I was getting going, she was talking about having some expectations. I'm expecting greater. I'm expecting, he's a great God. I'm expecting him to do great things. And I'm at a place now in my life, I'm allowing him to do great through me. And so I'm expecting God to be just who he is, great. So I'm looking, I'm an expectation of great things, not just for me, but for my ministry. And as you were talking, And talking about negative people, I look at, and maybe some of us need to look at it too. Somebody is always watching you.
All right.
And I like to think, and I know some of my church members is on, I love them to death. I love them. I know sometimes they think I'm hard on them, but I love them, and that's why I'm hard on them. Somebody is always watching you, and they're watching how you go through the things that you go through. And I learned that from them. I never knew they were paying that much attention to my life. You know, I was just being the pastor. I was doing the daily, weekly, you know, pastor thing. And so some of them began to talk to me. And you know, of course, when it's pastor's anniversary, everybody does want to say something to the pastor. But what I found a lot of them were saying to me was, we watched you. We knew you were going through. We knew it. And we watched how you went through. We watched how you handled adversity. And they began to tell me how it blessed them, and they learned some things through that. And so now I tell people, even in your toughest moments, somebody is watching you. My daughter, I've been watching you all of my life, she's a young woman now. She'll be 21 this year. I'm watching my sons, who are 24, 26, and 30, watch, and they learn how to go through by watching us. Somebody is always watching you, and I'm not saying that to make somebody go, oh my goodness, somebody's watching me. But yeah, somebody is watching you, and they're watching how. And so, not only are you learning in your experience, you're also teaching.
All right. You know, our life is a book that someone is watching. Before we go any further, I would like you to give your contact information, whatever that might be, whether it's a website or Facebook or a number, so people know how to contact you, because the Woman of God is available to speak around the country, and she is an awesome, dynamic speaker and singer. I hope you'll sing a few bars or something for us. So you can hear this dynamic vocals, but yeah, she is such an encouraging woman of God. What I remember best about you is when I was at your church. It's not funny at all, but I do remember that you broke. You had a car accident. I think was your ankle was broke. You got your ankle broken in a car accident,
yeah.
Something like that. So she went through it. But yeah,
yes,
give us your contact info.
Well, you can reach me at GreaterWorksDeliveranceCenter.org. That's the name of the church, GreaterWorksDeliveranceCenter.org. All of our information is on there. You can contact us by phone, 216-202-5673. I am on Facebook, the Christian Social Network, and also Circle, under Tina Pearl, no apostle, just Tina Pearl. So you can find me on Facebook at Tina Pearl, the Christian Social Network. I like that network at Tina Pearl, and also Circle at Tina Pearl. I'm on Twitter at My Hands to War, and also the church at GWDC Warrior. So you can find me just about everywhere.
All right, My Hands to War. Oh, my goodness, that sounds serious. That sounds serious. So that's on Twitter, right?
That's
on Twitter. Great.
My Hands to War.
Yes, yes. Well, that is so exciting. And your daughter, I'm sure she's available. I don't want to speak too soon, but I know she's a beautiful dancer, a praise dancer under the anointing. My goodness. And God's blessed you to have some wonderful sons, and you've got so much going on there. Any upcoming events right there in Cleveland, Ohio? We're speaking to Tina Pearl, Apostle Tina Pearl, right there in Cleveland, Ohio. So hello, Cleveland. We give a shout-out to you. Do you have any upcoming events, Woman of God?
The only thing that we have upcoming is we have our men's conference. Oh, my goodness. I believe it is the second weekend of May. I believe it is the 8th or the 10th. Don't quote me because I'm really not good. That's why I have somebody who keeps my calendar. But I believe it's the second weekend in May. And, that's the 8th through the 10th or through the 11th. And it will be at where we are worshiping in Euclid Square Mall. So if you know where Euclid Square Mall is, that's 9th, 10th, and 11th. I got it now. That 9th, 10th, and 11th, the men will be, they're not allowing us to come, Minister Cassandra. The women are not allowed except for Friday night. Amen. It's a man's thing. Amen. And so that is what we as a body have coming up. And then we have our convention, the 6th through the 9th, in Cleveland this year. And that will be in August, the 6th through the 10th of August. So those are the two things that we are doing. Everything else is the normal weekly things that we do. Amen.
So when are your service times? When are your service
times? Our service times are Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Euclid Square Mall. Our Bible study is on Wednesdays at 7, and we do that via a conference line. And you can reach us Wednesdays at 7 at 712-775-7300. That's 712-775-7300. And our access code is 480-261-pound. And you can find me or one of my elders teaching on any given Wednesday night. And right now, we're going through a training on just increasing our discernment and recognizing some things by the Spirit. Amen. And we're learning different spirits that the Bible identifies as spirits. So 712-775-7300, access code 480-261-pound. And join us. I'm telling you, we're having a good time on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Okay, that's Central Standard. I'm sorry,
that's
Eastern Standard
Time,
right?
Yeah, that's Eastern Standard Time. Yes.
Okay,
Eastern
so
Standard
that
time.
Would be
EST, 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That would be 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, because I'm on the Central Standard Time in the Bible Belt here in St. Louis, Missouri, and the Power Coach is there on Eastern Standard Time. She's in New Jersey. So, so Woman of God, what song is on your heart this morning for us?
me. She's putting me on the spot. Oh, my goodness. let's see. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. I worship you, my Lord. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Woo! Hallelujah. My God, that was beautiful, woman of God.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow. And you all, you see, she got kind of low, but let me tell you, she can get up in the balcony. She has a very, she is a soprano. She is a very high pitched soprano, so I've heard her sing very, very high. But we thank you. Oh, my God, I feel the anointing on that song. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
So great.
Awesome.
Powerful.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Beautiful. We're going to take some callers in a few minutes. Anybody want to make comments or have a question for the woman of God? While Coach Lalisa is getting people ready for that, I just want to ask you, is there something you feel like God is saying for his people in the next 60 seconds, tell us what you feel like, and we're going to come back to that again, but we do want to take callers, but woman of God,
okay.
Apostle Pearl, do you feel like there's a word
that
God...
Well, you know what? I just want to take a moment just to encourage God's people. You know what? There is so much that the enemy is unleashing, but I just want to remind God's people that you already have victory. We triumph through Christ Jesus. We triumph. We are a triumphant church. We walk in victory. We don't war to obtain victory. We war from a place of victory. And if you can always remember that you already have victory. Victory is your banner in this season. Walk in your banner. Wave your banner high. It's a bloodstained banner. That bloodstained banner in itself cries out, speaks out, and speaks loud that we have victory. We are victorious, church. We are victorious people. We triumph through Christ Jesus. You got it, baby. The battle is yours. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Yes. And I want to tell you.
And he's already given us. Yes. He's made us triumphant. He has made us triumphant.
We are.
And we triumph. Absolutely. I totally love that. I love the thought of that. You know, he's already won. He's already won the battle. And he's given us that victory. And so, woman of God, thank you for reminding people of that. I don't think people get reminded of that enough. I think people... They're so taught and trained that they got to fight everything. We got our kids fighting. We got couples fighting. Everybody wants to fight, and no one wants to rest in the victory.
Amen.
That we already have in these relationships, in these schools, on these jobs. Nobody wants to go into work already victorious, regardless of the battle that is going on around us.
Amen.
Or even within us. We don't want to do that. And so, yes, God has to raise up, you know, the nobodies, people like myself and people like Coach Cassandra to get on here, to be that avenue online to remind people. Because sometimes when we hear it from the national television networks, that's great and that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow we still go away and we do the same old thing.
That's right.
And sometimes God will just then take just little people to let them have a voice to remind people, just like you coming on here today.
Amen.
Now, this will be in the archives. Somebody's going to come across this message and hear that stop thinking that you have to get the victory and stop operating that as if you are the victory.
That's
when you show up, victory shows up.
That's it. That's it right
there. Ain't that it? Apostle, is that not? No matter how upset you are, no matter, I don't care if you're sweating, I don't care if you're breaking out in a, you know, in a fever.
Mm-hmm.
When you show up, situation.
Victory has come through. That's right.
Come on now.
Victory has come. If we, just the mentality that some of us had in the world, remember we used to say, the party don't start until I get there.
Come on now.
The party ain't happening until I show up on the scene, because I was a partier, so the party didn't happen until I showed up. And so, yeah. So now when I come on the scene, I bring victory with me. So, baby, if you distraught, victory,
and
you stepped up on the scene. You got it now. You didn't have it before. You have it now.
Through you got it now.
In me. You have it now?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Peace. If peace wasn't there before I got there,
peace
is here.
Yes.
If joy wasn't there, guess what? You might as well go on and be happy, because joy is in the room. And we carry it. So I love that. We're going to take some callers. I want to know if you have a comment or question you want to get in on this. You know what? This is an opportunity for you to ask this woman of God, because many people who are on this phone, you can't talk to your pastors and your apostles and your bishops because they're off limits to you. In some churches, I know that to be fact.
Yeah.
Okay? But here, you can talk to the woman of God right here, right now. And you can ask those questions, those burning. Sometimes you're in some churches. Listen, if you're the little guy, they shut you down. That happened to me, so I know it's happening to people. I was in a church one time. And we would be in Bible study or a session with the pastor and different. And they would shut me down, Apostle. I couldn't get a question in edgewise. I know it wasn't the people. I know it was nothing but the enemy. And I know God was using the enemy in the end, of course. The enemy meant it for bad, but God used it to bless me because it gave me it took me to another level spiritually. But at the time it's happening, you know, you got a question, but God bless you, woman of God. You've seen this happen to people, I'm sure.
Amen. It has. I've watched.
Yeah, I'm sure your church grows daily just because people get hurt in all these other churches. Like if a church put up a sign that said, we take the church hurting or something like that, you probably grow to mega.
It'll probably be an influx, yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, no, I said it would probably be such an influx if you put that sign on the window, because a lot of people are sitting up in churches who are hurting, and there are a lot of people sitting at home who have given up on the church. They love God, but they've given up on the church because of church hurt. And so we provide a safe haven for those that are hurting. We love you.
You're right, because when someone says, you know, I've given up on church. No, you've not given up on. You've given up on those people over there. See, my mother would say, you've given up on those Negroes. That's what you've given up on.
That's right.
They love God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they love God. They need God. Because you can't,
God.
Listen,
yeah.
Once you know them, you can't unknow them. So you need God. Yeah. But you've given up on the people who have the bad attitudes or who are too controlling. People who are too, a lot of stuff. But caller, I'm going to see if this caller wants to talk. Area code 303, I want to know if you had a comment or question or wanted to get in on the session today. Area code 303. Okay. 303, going once, going twice, going three times. Okay. I'll put them back when I'm on mute. Sometimes people hit their number one key because the instruction says that. But if you have a call or question, please open, hit your number one. Now I'm telling you to hit your number one key. So now if you hit your number one key, I will know to open up your phone lines. We want to hear from you. We want you to share your thoughts, your comments, even if you disagree. This is not a show where you have to say, well, I don't want to call because I'm going to say something that, you know, is not agreeable. That's fine. You may not believe that. You may not feel that you're the victory already, because you may wake up and say, you may look in the mirror and tell yourself, I'm not victorious at anything. You may wake up and say, I've never won any battle that I've been in. And so you may disagree with the comment that you are victory, but don't think you're disagreeing with Apostle Tina or Coach Lalisa or Coach Cassandra, because God said you're victory, that you're victorious. God said you're already triumphant. So if you're disagreeing, don't get it twisted in who you're disagreeing with. Right? If you say, well, I'm not peaceful because I don't feel like I'm in peace, then don't. You're not disagreeing with us. You're disagreeing with God, because God said, you know, Jesus said, I am your peace.
Amen.
You know, he said, peace I leave you.
And then, so we, I think with people, everything has to be a feeling. I don't feel like I have. I don't feel like. And nowhere in the word that God says you're going to feel peace. He said, I give peace to my people. He didn't say you would feel it. He said, just receive it. He gives it. We don't feel victorious. I never know victory to have a feeling outside of exhilaration when you want something. But even that feeling is passing, but you still have victory, whether you feel that continued exhilaration in your spirit or your mind or even your body. It's not something that you feel. I don't feel love. Love is not a feeling. It is a choice. You choose to love. You choose. And so we get stuck on how something should feel, and that's where we get caught up, and that's where we get hindered.
That's huge right there. That's huge. It's not about how you feel. I heard Dr. I forget his name now, but, oh, yeah, DeMola. DeMola, he's a pastor here in New Jersey in the Sayreville area. I can't think of his first name, but he comes on television, or he used to be on one of those TV shows. He did a major teaching on that one thing that you just said. It's not about how you feel. He said, don't be moved by your feelings.
Ooh. Yeah, they will fool you every time. How many times have we felt we were in love, but it was the wrong one?
Girl, you better say that. Listen, watch out now.
Those will fool you every time. Don't trust them sometimes.
And the Bible says be transformed by your mind, not by your feelings.
That's the truth. Amen.
Yes. Our thinking, if anything is going to impact the peace we have, is that we're going to think it. You see, he said, as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you
so think is he.
Yes. So tell us, Apostle, how can we get our thinking in line with the Word of God? Because the Word of God tells us that we are to think and we are to believe, not about a feeling. How can we get our thinking on track or on course?
I think the best advice that I could give right there is the advice that God gave Joshua in the first chapter when he said, meditate upon the word day and night. And if we begin to meditate, because when you meditate on something, since we're headed in that season, that so people can really relate. You know, when I was young in the Baptist church, every year at Easter time, they gave us Easter speeches. And so we had a few weeks to learn that Easter speech so we can get up and recite it without paper being in front of us.
Jesus.
And so God is saying, take the word and meditate on that word. And meditate just don't mean just read. It means to digest spiritually. Get it down on the inside of you. And once you read it, go back and read it again, and so God can begin to speak to you through the word. Because when you meditate on something, it gets you, the word gets in you, and if it gets in you, it will transform you, it will renew your mind, it will change your thinking. And then he went on to say, and if you do this, then your way shall be successful. Success comes right in the word. When we meditate, we're looking for real success, it's right there. When we meditate day and night on the word. If you keep getting that word into you, you can't keep thinking the same way, because the word is going to contradict your thinking every time. And so we need that word down on the inside of us. Psalms tells us if we get that word, we hide it in our heart so we don't sin against God. But it comes when we meditate on it, when we digest it, when we let it go in and do what it is designed to do in us. Then our minds will be renewed. Yes, they will. We will begin to take on the heart of God and the mind of Christ.
That's good. That's good. That meditating on that word, meditating on the word of God, yes, helping our mind. You know, Romans 12, that's what I was quoting earlier, that it said that we would be, we were not to be conformed, but we would be transformed by the renewing mind.
Yes.
That word is, that's a good word right there, because, but you know, so many of us struggle with that, because I think, I don't know if it's that our lives are too full, we don't have time to read. I don't know if it's that, I'm sure it's just some work of the enemy, of course, because God would never cause us to be too tired to read about him. I mean, if we can be human and want people to read our books and our stories about us, how much more would a holy God be worthy of us wanting to read his stories? You know, I watch even myself and others on Facebook, read my book, read my book. Well, what about God is saying, read my book?
Right. And it's a matter of priority. What is it, a priority in your life? Because if it's a priority, you'll do it. I find people do just what they want to do.
They
can make some things a priority in their life. And so at some point, and I'm talking to those who say they're saved, at some point, you need to make God a priority in your life.
You can't be saved
and he's not priority. One of the things that I'm learning, that we receive Christ as Savior, but we don't have him as Lord. When he becomes Lord, then he becomes the priority. That means he's sitting in the right seat in your life, and you have moved yourself out of the seat of Lord and have placed him in the seat of Lord. A lot of people say, well, I receive Christ as my Savior. Amen. We believe you. But is he Lord of your life? Because when he's Lord, then those things that pertain to him are priority in your life.
Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, this is, God is up to something big and exciting. And so, yes, we got to definitely, I'm just loving this, we got to make it a priority. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Now, Apostle, we know that God is really, you know, using you and using you to do what you do. And some people may not know what apostles do. So can you, you know, explain that a little bit? And again, those of you who have a question or a comment for Apostle Tina Pearl, or you just want to say good morning to her on the air, please feel free to open, you know, we'll open your phone lines. But, Apostle, if you could just tell us what exactly, you know, because, I mean, some of us may not know what that is, and that's what I'm talking about. We want to understand more. So why don't you share? Yes, go right ahead.
Well, for every apostle, it's different, but if I generalize it, we are sent ones. We are those that God sent to establish. We are trailblazers, so we tend to go into areas and territories, whether they be natural or spiritual, that most people have yet to come into and begin to deal with. Apostles establish churches. Now, let me define church, because we believe that apostles establish edifices as far as definition of churches, and we do, and we place people in those churches. But the first church that we establish is the church in people. So you have some apostles who may never leave a pulpit, but they're establishing church, so to speak, in people. And so they may not have 40 churches under them. And a lot of people look at that and be like, well, how are he or she an apostle and they don't have churches under them? Well, because they're establishing and building up the church in the people. Paul went on and said that my apostleship You can identify my apostleship by the people that I have raised up through God in the Holy Ghost. And so you are the mark, the people are the mark of my apostleship. It's not about how many churches that we have nationally or internationally, but the people that God has used you to establish his word and kingdom in them. That is the mark of a true apostle. So that is what we do. We are called to set things in order. But most apostles, we don't have a word. A lot of times it causes people to run, jump, and shout, and do cartwheels. Excuse me. Because we come in to set a certain order. We are a people of order. And if you've ever been in the midst of a true apostle, they're very orderly. Everything has to, anything out of order, it just drives us crazy. I mean, you know. So we are people of order. That's part of our governmental office. So that's what we do. That, you know, it's not spooky. It's not mysterious. Amen. It's just that's the office and that's the role and the assignment that God has given us.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome. That's powerful. And thank you for sharing that with us. Again, your phone lines are open. If anyone wants to make a comment, just hit your number one key. And you can ask a question. This is a safe environment for you to ask a question. Apostle Tina Pearl is here to answer your questions, or you can share your comments, a thought that you may have, something that you may think or wonder about. So I'm going to open the first phone line. Yeah, call in. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. We ain't going to hurt you. Area code 314. Tell us your name and your comment or question.
Hi, this is Danielle Davis. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. It's so weird that you asked her that question, what is an apostle? I've been making the flyers for you guys, and I did Prophet John Hart, and then I did Apostle Tina Pearl. And I'm like, I asked my friend because I didn't understand, like, what's the prophet? What's the apostle? And I didn't know how to, like, ask the actual person, so I decided to ask my friend. And now you just asked the question that, you know, I was like, you needed some clarity about it. And you just asked her because I don't quite understand the difference between prophet, apostle, and evangelist. And all of these different titles, I'm using just one, reverend or bishop and stuff like that. So I wasn't, you know, clear on that. And so I'm just like, wow, I'm supposed to hear this today. Because she cleared up and helped me understand, but then this hearing Apostle Tina Pearl, you know, to explain it further really just helped me understand when I'm putting titles on the flyers and stuff. So that was awesome.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, I'm glad God can use. I wanted to say to you, woman of God, that 303 was my daughter-in-law. She's at work, so she couldn't say anything.
Okay. No problem. God bless.
Yes,
we welcome you for listening in, daughter-in-law. God bless you. Yes, that's wonderful. And I know there are many other people who are tuned in because you were on the line and are their, you know, leadership. So we thank God for them and welcome to the show if it's the first time you've tuned in. And thank you, Danielle, for sharing that as well. Also, we want to let you know about the Christian Social Network that we are also partnering with, and they partner with us and CEO David Knight, who is the CEO of that organization, mysocialnetwork.org, but it's the acronym. So My is spelled out, M-Y, and then the acronym for ChristianSocialNetwork.org. So that's just the first initials of that, of Christian Social Network. So mycsn.org. Please go there and set up a site. We are also putting our information there and networking there, connecting with people there, sharing information there, reaching out to another group of people. My Christian Social Network or Christian Social Network, it's like the Christian MySpace, Facebook. Well, MySpace too, because they're all like where you go and connect and you can post comments, you can set up a blog. I set up a blog this morning, in 1, 2, 3. I set up a blog on keeping your dreams alive. I did a poll on there last week. I did a poll asking people what they thought about, you know, power up your possibilities. You can do a little chat room on there. And also, you know, he's a supporter of this broadcast, and so we want to let everyone that we know, you can set up a free account to get yourself started, but you can also partner in other ways for a very, you know, small fee. So this is my live commercial for him, you know. The other morning, a couple mornings, I his commercial, but this is the live commercial. But yes, awesome, wonderful. We thank God for you, Apostle, coming on, spending time with us on this show. You're just a breath of fresh air, you know, just listening
thank
to you. Oh, wow, just listening to you be so for real and just down to earth. And, oh, my God, you know. I just thank God for you, and just looking at the amount of new phone numbers that are on the call, there's a lot of people that support you that would tune in. God bless them, and you know, yes, go right ahead.
No, I would say just thank you for having all of us. all of us.
Listen. No, you're welcome to come in anytime. You know, we want to hear from people. I know I've been called to, you know, have a door where people can come and, you know, share and other people can connect. But, you know, when we hear about church and we hear about what people are doing, you're also a businesswoman, right? You have businesses. So can you, and I know you shared a little bit earlier about your businesses, but what do you say to people who don't believe that you should go into business for yourself, that, you know, God just wants you to go to work every day and be thankful that, you know, he blessed you to find a job, even when nobody's hiring, you know, he wants you to just sit back and, you know, pray to find a job. But anyway, can you talk to, what do you say to people that?
You're always going to have those who feel security is in working for someone else. And you know what? Okay, then I need you to be the receptionist where you are the receptionist, because somebody has to answer the phone when I'm calling on behalf of my company. So, amen. If that's what you really want to hold on to and really believe. However, you know, you can be in business for yourself. You can do things for yourself. And for some people, they sort of got to straddle the fence a little bit in both worlds until their business really take off and can support them. And you just sort of support them and minister to them until they can hear God. Because the bottom line is somebody do have to work for corporate America. Somebody has to be there to run the corporations, and that just may be their divine purpose. And so I just encourage them to make sure that they are in the divine will of God for their lives, and to come to see God and make sure that that's a divine will. And it just may be God's will for them at that time, and he may move them into a place of entrepreneurship later. But I always just encourage them to see God, and in the by and by, the story's going to tell on itself.
That's a good word. That's really good advice, too, because, you know, like you said, not everyone has to go off and start their own business. That's great because, again, somebody has to, you know, prepare the budget. Somebody has to, like you say, you know, handle the customer or the client's issues, what have you, needs in those corporations. And we need those products and services that many corporations do provide, unless we're willing to provide ourselves. And sometimes the customer base is so large. I know even with myself, a small business can't always handle all the customer demand. When you're an individual, you can't supply all the customers that might want that product. So corporations in that sense. So this is some good teaching, I think, in terms of a show and all about entrepreneurs. And I know for some people, they probably think, well, you know, if I'm not an entrepreneur, maybe I shouldn't tune in. And I hope that some of my students are on. Yesterday, I gave out the number to my students for the show, which the first time, really, that I've done that. And so I just, I hope that they got on. I know they're busy because finals will be coming up in 2 weeks. But I hope that they're on, or I hope that they go back and listen to the archives. So here's my shout-out to my Union County College students. In my 3:30 class, in my Thursday 3:30 class. So that's a shout out. I did encourage them to tune in to the show and listen. I said that, you know, it's a show and it's empowering, it's motivating for, you know, and early in the morning, some of them are on their way to school. They have difficulties sometimes juggling their schedule. That's most college students. That's their biggest downfall, is managing their schedules. So, yeah, that's a big problem for students, and I don't think a lot of people realize that, other than every college student knows about it. Everybody that's ever gone to college knows.
Mm-hmm.
But every single person that's ever gone to college knows, and even those that didn't finish, maybe that's why they didn't finish, because they couldn't handle it. I have many students who have to work. They have children, they have families, and they have their studies. And that's a lot to juggle. And some of them don't know how to do that. Do you have a word, because I'm going to be telling more of my students to tune in, do you have a word for that, for students who these days they do have to work? Some of them don't have the luxury of not working. They need finances. They have to pay bills. Even kids who have decent parents, they have cell phone bills that sometimes parents make them pay. They have other bills that I know were not existent when I was a young person. But these days, kids have, you know, hair costs a lot of money nowadays to get. When I was coming around, you got $2 and you could get a perm, put it in your hair. Nowadays, you got to buy hair. That costs money. Right. You got to go get somebody to put it in. Yes, a lot more today we're dealing with.
Well, you know what, right there, two words, two phrases come to mind. One is discipline, and the next one is time management. And I know both of those words, when you say them, it's like, okay, that might be the impossible. But discipline, when you have to work, when you have children, and plus just having time for yourself, because in all of that, it wouldn't be healthy not to have time for yourself, because you need to step aside from all of that and just take a breather mentally and emotionally. But it's a matter of discipline, just having a certain discipline and acquiring discipline and time management. And sometimes having a schedule helps from here to here, from here to here, from here to here, and list those things that you need to get done and stay on that schedule. That's where the discipline comes in. But in that schedule yourself some time for yourself. Always. It's just like when financial planners, and they tell you when you're saving money, pay yourself first. Outside of your bills, pay yourself first. And so make sure that you schedule time in your schedule for you. I've even had to learn to do that with all that God would have me to do. I may say Monday from 12 to 3 and put me there, and me means that I'm going to do what I want to do from 12 to 3, and that is an appointment. And so if someone called and said, well, can you meet with me at 1 o'clock? No, I have an appointment on that day. I'm not lying. Mm-hmm. My appointment is me. And so we have to schedule time for ourselves, because if not, we'll burn out in the process. We'll burn out going to work. We'll burn out going to school. We'll burn out in parenthood. We'll just burn out. So I would say time management and discipline and schedule some time for yourself, because that's just good mental health. You can't do all of that and don't take a break. You can't study and work and raise children and don't take a break. Sometimes you have to ask somebody, can you keep my children for an hour, and do something that you want to do. If it's nothing but go lie across your bed and don't even think. Schedule that time for yourself. For lack of better words, you sort of got to shut everything down Even a computer, you got to shut it down sometimes, turn it off, so it can reboot itself. And so that's what we have to do. So it's this time management, discipline, and scheduling that time for yourself, and prioritize some things. And it can be done. I've seen many people do it, full schedule, full life, and do what they need to do, but it's time management and discipline.
Awesome. And now you, I also saw in your information that you also are an event planner.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you're in the Cleveland area, because I come to the Cleveland area all the time. So I will definitely.
Give me a call.
You're up there planning events, and so you. It sounds like you have also a busy schedule. You plan an event.
Yes, I do.
You have a congregation. You have a church to run. You have your books to write. So obviously you know something about what you're giving this advice about. The
time management and discipline.
Time management.
Time for myself.
The prioritizing, you said, that's important.
It is.
Yes, and what about a support team? Because I've often thought that, I don't know if how this works or not, but what's the support team like, and how important is the support team, especially for people in leadership or like what you're doing?
Oh, wow. I have an awesome support team. Awesome. And I have it on two sides. I have an awesome support team as far as my family is concerned. My family has always been in my corner. My children, my daughter-in-law, just awesome support team. Awesome. I love them. They are just there for me. If it's nothing but simply coming to check on me and make sure my mind is right, awesome
mm-hmm.
support team. When it comes to the kingdom of God, I have the greatest assistant pastors all over the world. God bless me. He gave me the greatest. I have five, and they are the greatest. I have an awesome support team in them, and just my church in general. They cheer me on the sidelines. I watch them go to 2 and 3 service with me, drag themselves, and be smiling all the way. So I have an awesome support team. God has just blessed me. Awesome administrative team. They keep me together. My armor bearers keep me together. My daughter-in-law is my hairdresser. She causes me to look good. And then one of my armor bearers is my hairdresser. So I have 2 hairdressers. I never look out of place unless I want to look out of place or I done did something
right now
that I didn't know that I didn't have no business doing.
I know that's right.
Support team. And it is important to have one. I can't honestly tell you that I would be sane if I did not have them. I mean, for my media people, I'm telling you, I have an awesome support team. My website, my national evangelist does that. She did that. She keeps it up. I mean, phone calls, messages, and she works full time and does other things. And I'm telling you, I just love them. I appreciate them. And I couldn't do what I do without them.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. That's awesome.
I know.
And it's important to have one. You need a support team.
Yes, yes. Well, that's a whole other show where we could talk about how we have about 2 minutes left to the broadcast. We've gone over again. You know this, Apostle, did you know that this show it only lasts till 8 o'clock?
No, ma'am.
Don't worry.
You always going over 8 o'clock.
Girl, we be going over to 9 and 10. Listen, here's the thing. We are just, God has blessed us, with this format of this Blog Talk Radio that allows us. But now they're telling us we got 90 seconds to wrap up. But hold on, here's the thing. We go over, God, because we let the Holy Spirit move us on this show. And so if the Holy Spirit is moving, listen, you can't go shutting that. Well, you could try to quench the Spirit, but you know what? It won't work. You have a miserable day. So we just let the Holy Spirit flow, unless, of course, Cassandra has to jump off and go somewhere else, or I have another appointment, well, then we have to end it. When you see us ending it at 8, that's because we have other appointments that we have to do. But and that day is coming sooner where we'll have to do more of that. But today is a more of a leisure day. And yesterday I didn't have anywhere to go right after the show. So we can go a few more minutes longer just to bring Coach Cassandra back up if she's ready for a comment or question. I'm going to be going out.
I have enjoyed you thoroughly, Apostle Tina Pearl. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. And I want to remind everyone that expectation is everything, and expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. So I want to challenge you today, audience. What are you expecting? What are you looking for? What are you envisioning your life to be? I don't care if it's jacked up, messed up from the flow up. Baby, you can make a difference. What are you deciding to do for your future? We're not going to look at yesterday. We're going to look at the future. And so I want you to have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day, baby. And you can have it if you want it. So if you want it, say it's mine, I don't care how bad it looks, I don't care where
and
you
it's
at,
mine. It's
you keep it on the couch, you in the car, baby, it's going to get better, it's going to get better. Just hold your breath, God's going to switch the script in the middle. So you be encouraged, you look up. You look on there and hang out with people that want to make it happen. I'm telling you, I'm alongside. Yes, go ahead.
You got to expect. You got to walk as if you are expecting God to change the situation. Turn it around. Walk like it's going to happen any moment. It's about to happen. Yes. You got to walk because guess what? Already done. You just don't know when it's got to happen. You don't know when it's going to happen. Therefore, you almost have to live in a spirit of expectation because it's already done.
Already done, baby.
And walking in that expectation, what that does for you, what I've seen it do for me, I know what it'll do for me, it could do for you. It, number one, it defeats the enemy. It shuts the enemy down because when I am broke and busted without a dollar in my pocket, but I'm expecting my supernatural overflow, then the enemy cannot taunt over my head that, you know, you're broke and you'll never be nothing. So it shuts down the enemy against you when you walk in the expectation, even with healing. You may be sick in your body, but you're expecting the healing. Because why? Jesus said, by his stripes you are healed. So it is already done. It is finished. So when you walk in the expectation, he's going to heal me today. He's going to heal me today. The healing is coming today. I'm receiving the healing right now. The enemy is shut down. He cannot throw in your He cannot throw in your face. You're just some horrible person because you have this disease or that disease or this crippling effect and look at you, everybody's laughing at you. A divorce. I've seen people go through. So I went through a horrible separation. I didn't get toward the divorce because guess what? I learned that, wait a minute, oh, no, no, no. Devil, you can't have this marriage, you know, is what I had to say to myself. Oh, no, you thought you had me, but I got away because I remember that I had gotten away before on being molested. So I understand, that was horrible. I had to go through that, but it taught me how to get away. And so you go there in your mind. But that expectation is, you're right, Coach Cassandra, that's a good word to leave people with. Expect to be disciplined. And the woman of God, Tina, said we can be disciplined. We can be we can use these other, she said, don't get caught up in our feelings. No. We can't be moved by everything we feel. You know, I just, let's expect to be different. Let's not wake up and expect things to be the same as they were yesterday.
Right.
Let's wake up, no matter how horrible they were. Let's wake up and let's expect them to be different. Let's expect them to be everything that God said it would be until we actually see it. Because, of course, that's like the lady that said, show me the money or show me the beef or where's the beef or whatever. That commercial, you know, went viral. People want to say, show me, show me, show me. But God has said, no, I'm not a show me. I'll show you after you walk in faith. After you trust, after you stay, after you okay with not seeing it, that's when you're going to see it.
Right.
Okay. Okay. And, folks, that's why Lalisa, Coach Lalisa, is the power coach, because, baby, she is banging it. She's coming, pow, kapooey. She's going to knock you out with positiveness. She's going to knock you out upside your head with the word of God. You're going to get it, baby. We're trying to help
yes,
you to get it. And you know what?
Thank
That's
you.
Why we are available to do keynotes. We're available to do your conferences and workshops. We are available. We're taking this message of hope across America, power up your possibilities.
That's
we also have a hashtag, power your possibilities on Facebook. Power your and tell us what you're doing. Make comments there. Go to hashtag power your possibilities. Put that in the little engine search area for Facebook, and we have a message of hope for you on there. We've got a free M3P for you. Did I say that wrong, MP3? Anyway, get on there, see what we got for you, because we want to encourage you to go to the next level. That's what it's all about. I can't make it without you. You can't make it without me. God set it up that way. So get
yes,
ready. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to go to the next level. Get ready to get up off that couch and do something. Walk toward the victory that God has for you. He has ordained you for success. He didn't ordain you for failure. And if you're going through something, it's so you can build some spiritual muscles, okay? He doesn't want you to be weakly. It says endure hardness as a good soldier. So you got to get up, get in line, and keep it moving. Keep it moving, baby. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep you moving. All right, Power Coach, go ahead. Go ahead. Now you better stop
Apostle
me because I'm about to take off.
I think Apostle Tina was trying to get in. Go ahead, Apostle Tina. We want to hear you.
No, I'm just cheering on the sidelines based on what you women of God are releasing to the people, and I'm just saying, go ahead. It's the truth. It is to walk by faith, believe God, and we could just remember to say it at the beginning. Just if he told you to go for it, then go for it. I mean, he's with you. He would never have given you the instruction to go for it and then leave you in the middle of it. So walk by faith. Trust God every step of the way. Just go for it. Take a leap of faith. I mean, the bottom line is, a friend of mine asked, what's the worst that could happen? The worst that could happen is that you might stumble, but you can get up. You don't have to remain there. Just get up and keep going. Keep believing God. Keep positive affirmations. Talk to yourself. I talk to myself. They used to want to lock you up for talking to yourself. Tell yourself you can do it. If nobody ever say it, if nobody ever say this is a good thing, you can do it. Tell yourself this is a good thing. It's a God thing, and I can do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to succeed. It's going to be successful. Maybe the first event wasn't successful, but the second one will be. So you just got to talk to yourself. Talk to yourself. I talk to myself all the time. I'm my biggest fan. I talk to me.
I got a question about that, Apostle. I got to, because I believe somebody needs to hear this. Apostle, you got to clarify for people that scripture in the Bible that says there are many voices that you will hear and they're all good or something like that.
There are
Do you know?
That you will hear. But every voice is not the voice of God. And you have to fine-tune. You have to tune out, and you have to fine-tune. And I always give natural illustrations because people understand that. There are many radio stations, but you're not listening to them all because all of them are not for you. I'm not a country fan, so I don't listen to the country western stations. So I tune that out, and I begin to fine-tune the station that I listen to, which is God. And, you know, every once in a while we get static, amen, but you need to fine-tune. You know, you move that tuning button and you move those antennas until it's fine-tuned and you can hear clearly. There was a story that I got over the Internet many years ago, and it was a man who had just hired a new employee. He gave him, you know, you get hired a new job, an employee manual. He said, read the manual. He said, and here's a walkie-talkie because I'm not going to be with you all the time. I'm not going to be where you can see me and reach out and touch me. So the employee had a manual and a walkie-talkie. He said, as your employer, I'll never say anything outside of this manual. You will know it is me because I'm going to say what's in this manual. And the employee went a distance, and all he had was static in his walkie-talkie. But as the employer began to talk, there were many people on that station. But he always knew his employer. Why? Because the employer always said everything that lined up within the employee handbook or the manual. And so we got to find too. There are many voices. But if you are tuned in to the voice of God, the word of God said that my sheep know my voice and another they will not follow. If you know his voice and you're fine-tuned, all them other voices you'll learn to tune out because his voice is going to speak what's in his manual.
All right, amen. Now. All right, fine-tune it. I heard it. I like it. I love it. Woo, Jesus, glory. You said meditate. You told us to meditate on his word. You told us to fine-tune his word. You told us to fine-tune the message, to hone in, zone in. You told us to prioritize that reading his word in our lives. The prophet told us on Monday, I believe the prophet was on a Monday, and he talked about, or maybe it was Tuesday. Yeah, he came back on Wednesday too. So the prophet told us that we are to, you said that, okay, all right, well, you all heard what he said. Y'all were here. It slipped my mind because I was trying to get the dates together. But the prophet talked about the prayer life. Oh, he said, listen, he told us we got prayer time together here. No more drive-by. No more drive-by prayer.
That's the truth.
And they're good. They have their place. Because let me tell you, when I was in that car, listen, and my mom, they get called me to tell me my mother had just dropped dead of a heart attack out of nowhere. Listen, I needed a quick drive-by at the moment because I was in my car.
Right.
So the drive-by has its places. But we need that time that's carved out where we've actually set time apart. One of the happiest times of my life is during those times where I have a prayer on schedule. I know that I'm getting up at 5 a.m. to do this or whatever time. Everybody's time could be different. You know, we need prayer 24 hours anyway. So if everybody's praying at 5 a.m., who's praying at 9 p.m.?
Correct.
So, and that's how I look at it. You know, we need prayer 24/7. And you know, with prayer, you know, a lot of times I know I used to think that prayer was just about, okay, let me sit here and have this long list of stuff I need to tell God about and about myself, you know. And then I really went to another level when my prayer life became other people and for other people, you know, nephews, nieces, coworkers, presidents, congresspeople, preachers, pastors, and leaders, and, you know, business owners, and the kid on the street, and, you know, I got to a place where my concerns never entered into the prayer.
And
but God let
everyone taking the time to listen.
Yes. Then there's that. Let him talk. Mm-hmm. Well, I know we say sometimes, I can't hear from God. I can't hear. Well, if we stop talking, I learned the hard way. If we stop talking, guess who's speaking? Yeah, I learned that the hard way.
I think we all be a woman of God.
Yeah, then we get to know his voice when we let him speak, right? Like with my husband. If I do all the talking and I never let him talk, I'm not even going to recognize his voice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I have to hear his voice. I need his voice. I need to know his voice. So when he's speaking to me, I won't be confused.
Amen.
So I totally agree with you on that one. We just sit there in silence. Wow. That's awesome right there. I think that'll take us out of here.
Amen.
I think that's a good word to end on. Just sit there in silence. Wow.
Apostle Pearl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Apostle Pearl, how many churches do you have under you?
Oh, God, you want me to count? let's see.
Approximately.
approximately. All together, collectively, we're looking at about 22. And that's nationally and
wow. Yeah, you've got churches overseas, too, right? Don't you have a couple
yes.
ministries overseas?
Uh-huh. I have quite a few in Africa and one in Jamaica. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm. Wow. Well, listen, when I head out to Jamaica, I'm going to have to get that Jamaica address because I need a vacation. So I might have to get the
well,
from
I'm going to tell you, this church is not in the vacation area. It's in Kingston.
Yeah.
It's in Kingston, but it's good ministry. Oh, it's good ministry.
Awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, we have
been
on your
so much. Yeah.
We have your anointing today. I thank you
thank
for
you
your
for having
powerful.
Me.
Oh, no, we thank you for coming. We thank everyone for listening and tuning in. And people are still on the lines. If you have a question, don't let this time go by. There's no, you see the questions I ask, so you know there are no stupid questions. And so, you know, sometimes I would get the questions answered that I want to know. You know, but I don't know everything that's on your mind. I hope that some of my questions are the ones you would also want to ask as well. But if you have a question, there's a woman of God who's on the line. She's representing Christ
yeah.
today. And she's a businesswoman. She's a friend, a sister, a mother. You know,
yeah.
she's done a lot. Don't let this time go by. Don't let shame or embarrassment. Who cares about that? When you're trying to get your deliverance, when you're trying to get your breakthrough, you don't care about how it sounds. Remember, we're not going by these feelings anymore. So we got a phone line open. I love the brave, powerful souls. God's doing a work in you, young lady. Area code 973. Speak. Your mic is open.
Hi. Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Hi, this is Lori. Yes.
Hey,
yes, I
go
found
ahead.
your message really powerful, you know, and
mm-hmm.
it's confirmation to hear meditate on the word. I love put aside time for yourself. Like I'm busy just, you know, because you're not technically lying because you're busy for yourself. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I loved a lot of things you said. So today I want to meditate on the word. You know, I have to make that my priority, which I haven't, you know. And Coach Lisa, I'm not sure if you said this, but you said, okay, how are you going to put time to, you know, your book, but you can't put time to God's book. So that was, you know, that touched my spirit. So what was tugging at my spirit was David. For some reason, I'm interested in David. But I'm not great with navigating through the Bible. I'm the type that, okay, I'll try New Testament or open the book and point a finger, like, and whatever somebody tells me to read, I'll read. So I don't know how to navigate through the Bible. I tried to read it from Genesis, you know, but then I tried to finish a chapter. I can't. So, but for some reason, I'm interested in reading about David, so what scriptures do you recommend that I begin to read about David?
Okay. Well, you know, David comes on the scene, I think, towards the end of 1 Samuel. Also in 2 Samuel, you begin to see the life of David and Saul. If you read the Chronicles, you'll see the life of David as well. If you come out of the Bible. You know, I am the Google queen. I Google everything. I Google everything and everybody. But use that internet and Google David, King David, and you'll begin to pull up some things concerning King David that will take the scriptures and bring the scriptures to life for you concerning him. David was a man after God's heart, not because God made him king, but because David just loved God, and all the mistakes that he ever made, he always went back to God. even in his greatest mistakes, he didn't run from God. He ran to God. So if God is placing, because a lot of times we look at Bible characters, if God is placing a particular person on your heart, then there is something about that person's life concerning you that God wants you to learn or get. And so what I can tell you about David is God loved David. He was a man of war. He was a general. And I'm telling you, at not just king, but a general. And God had put greatness in David. But above anything else, David loved God in spite of everything, in spite of all that he could have done. He always turned back to God. And because his heart was towards God, God could use him in a mighty way. God used him to deliver his people, to fight on the behalf of his people, and gave him a son to build the temple of God when he wouldn't allow David to do it. But what David did do, when God told David that he couldn't build the temple that he so desired, to build the house for God, he made sure that his son had everything he needed to build the house. And so a lot of times God wants us to realize that we may be the person that may not be able to get the actual job done, but we can be the person to make sure that the person that God assigned to get the job done, that we would be the person to make sure that they have everything they need to get the job done. When I look at my own life, God dealt with me about two people, David and Joshua, and when I look at my own life, my life falls into place with two great generals. But I realize that God may not use me to build a certain way in the kingdom, but I am to establish some things so that those that come behind me can get the job done. Amen. So I would say to you, go to 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, the Chronicles have the kings in it, which would be King David, and then Google is a wonderful tool. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. God bless you.
God bless you.
Awesome, awesome. That's what I'm talking about. Get your comments and questions. You know, again, there's nothing wrong with it. We got another phone line open, area code 412. Yes, you're on the line.
Oh, this is Frederick. You always seem to get me as soon as I press 1.
See, Frederick, it's not me. I still don't recognize your number. I'm just doing, hey, it's the Lord.
If I could, I wanted to offer another suggestion also to the young lady who just called about reading. I want to suggest to her that you read the Psalms, because
yes,
as you read the Psalms, you will, and as you read that to pray to God, as you speak to him, because Psalms talks about praises and praising to God and what it means and how to worship him. And it'll tell you about how David praised through everything and in Psalm. So as you do that, God will begin to open up things to you. And because you can't just read the Bible mechanically, the word has to be inspired through the Spirit. And as you grow, different things in the Bible will open up to you. You won't be able to understand everything the way that God important for you to understand it until you grow to certain levels. But as you read, and God's inspiration or the Holy Spirit opens up things to you, you'll be able to understand more. So Psalms is an excellent book because it talks about the praises and how to praise and when we praise and the effects of praise and how God affects our lives. So I just wanted to suggest that to her and not try to take it all in.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Fred. That was Fred. Make sure you friend me, Fred. I'm Cassandra McKissick. Make sure you friend me.
I thought I did already.
Oh, did you? What's your last name?
Brooks.
Well, send me a message to say hi so I can make sure I'm connected to you. I enjoy you in the morning.
Who am I talking to?
This is Coach Cassandra. I'm the second half of the dynamic duo.
Okay. So are you Coach Cassandra on Facebook?
No, no, no. Just Cassandra. Cassandra. McKissack. M-C.
Okay.
K. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do it right now.
Thank you. Thank you. Right. I guess people think we sound alike, Coach Louisa, sometimes.
How do I mute?
Don't worry, I will mute you. I understand you have a little background noise. But typically for people who want to mute, back in the day, well, I would say a few years back, you just hit the star six on typically almost any, especially the handheld type phones or your cell phones. But then all these fancy phones came up with these nice little mute buttons, but sometimes they make them difficult to find. So put it like this, they're not difficult to find, but on every phone it's in a different place, so there's no routine. So the star six was the key way to mute yourself out of a situation, but I've already muted Fred, so I know you had some background noise. Yeah, but that's great, so awesome, wonderful, good. Well, people, and then sometimes, you know, we want to mute, we have to call our children. I call my grandson, hey, Jeremiah, show me how to mute. Kids, I don't know how they know all this stuff, but they know everything there is to know about these tools. They don't even have to read instructions, but you know, I think it, they teach them now in school how to search. So they know that if you don't find it, because when you can give your cell phone to a teenager or somebody, you can just buy a brand new phone, a phone the child has never seen, and you give it to them, and they just begin to operate it, and that's because they know how to search for stuff. They know, and they're being taught this in school at early ages now. So I went to my grandson's school when he was, like, in preschool, and they show us how they're teaching them at that early age how to search. So that's why I know a lot of parents think it's nice and cool and okay to let your kids just hang out on the Internet. But be careful. They know how to search. They are masters at searching. So if you don't have all those blocks, beware, parents, beware. Because they're teaching them in kindergarten or earlier how to search. So that's how they're able to get these phones, and they know to hit one button. If they don't find it, they're hitting another button. If they don't find it, they know how to do that. All right? So, an important skill they need, we understand that, but remember the enemy is always waiting to take a little innocent child beyond where you're ready for them to go or even where the Lord is. We know God will use it, I understand that, but I'm just saying, you know, just be careful. Just don't assist the enemy, put it like that. Don't just say, here, child, take, because some parents, I see them do that, they give the phone to the child and go, okay, you want to play games. All right, good. Just know that when they get tired of the games, where are they going to go? So, back to you, Coach Tina. I thank you so much for staying on so long with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I've truly enjoyed myself.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed.
We love
you.
We love you.
Love you. We love
you. Love
we want
you
people
too.
To leave the show. We want people to say, I had a great time when I was on All About Entrepreneurs. So, thank you, Coach. Thank you, Apostle Tina, for enjoying being here. Thank you, Coach Cassandra.
Yes,
I love that. That's music to my ears when our guests say, it's music to my ears when they say, I love being on the show. I love, you just don't know. It does my heart so good to know that you had a great time on our show. And
I
let
sure
others see
did.
It. Oh, thank you. Well, we certainly, you know, woman of God, you know what? You're awesome in my book. Let me tell you,
you know,
I'm going to be like that old TV show. You better not say nothing bad about Apostle Tina. Remember the guy who had the little TV show, the brothers, the Wayne brothers, or Living Color?
Yeah.
Sister had that little role where she would say, don't say nothing bad about Miss So-and-so. And I'm going to be like, don't you say nothing bad about Apostle Tina, honey. Apostle Tina, listen, she came on our show. She didn't fuss. Oh, I'm just like, you sure you an apostle lady for real? You sure you really a church leader? Come on now. You didn't fuss. You're nice. You're a little bit too nice, lady. I better come over there and check you out up there, please. You're a little bit too easy going, honey. I better check and see all the members you got. Let me check. Let me see if they real people.
They real people. They real people.
You're nice.
Well, we're coming. Yeah, we're coming to Cleveland, Coach. I'm sorry. I'm calling you a coach.
I know we are. I want to see what's going on, honey, because you don't have an attitude. You know, you don't have an attitude. You're nice. You've been here this whole time. You know, you don't sound like, you know, frustrated. Like, well, how come they're talking? Isn't the show about me? You know, I'm just blown away here.
Well, I can only be me. That's me. And if you're so, you can talk if you want to. I'm on your show. I was invited. I was glad I was invited. I've had a good time.
Well, thank you. Yes. Thank you. We love you. But we're coming to Cleveland. We're bringing this message to Cleveland. Do you know Denise Jenkins? She's a friend of Lalisa's, Coach Lalisa. She's in Cleveland. I don't know if you might know her. But Coach Lalisa will be in Cleveland on, what's that date, woman of God, May 31st?
I think it's
Coach Lalisa.
I don't have the exact date, but May 31st. I think it's a new date now.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, just
okay.
Let me know. I would love to come and hear you and meet you face to face.
Oh, praise God. Well, I want to meet you. I want to meet the lady that's so nice. Because I'm like, you know what, you sure you're an apostle for real? No, I'm just teasing. But no pun intended. I know a lot of nice apostles. Trust me, I know beautiful, nice, wonderful, kind people. I'm only joking around, y'all. So
I don't.
But I'm not joking about you, Apostle Tina, being nice and loving your spirit. I am not joking about that whatsoever.
Thank you.
That is not a joke. I am blessed by your attitude, and I am truly blessed by your courage and your kindness, you know, your comments. Everyone can tell. It's not just me. Everyone who's on this show can tell. And that's why there are people who are on. That's why there are phone lines still lit up. No, it's not just me. It's not just me at all. You have this. It's just something about you. You know.
Thank you.
So I thank God.
You're going to make me cry.
Oh, really? No, really. You know.
She's a blessing.
It's 2 hours. You're already on here 2 hours, okay? These people have jobs, businesses. They have things they could go and do, okay? And you're just a pleasant, you're just so pleasant, and your comments have been powerful.
Thank you.
Okay? Yes, they have been powerful. Your instructions, your advice, I mean, you make a person want to listen and want to do. I'm thinking you have such a big following because, you know, if this is what you do every day, if this is how you do it every day, then you should have a big following because you should make people want to just listen.
Amen.
And do it.
Amen.
Amen. Bless God.
Amen.
For you.
Thank you.
Praise
Thank
God.
God for you.
Yes. Yes, Apostle Pearl is such an awesome woman of God, such a pleasure to know, and it's an honor just to be in her presence, and, you know, she just allows God to use her. What I loved about her, what I remember is that she'll get on the altar and pour herself before the Lord, and she does not, there's no shame in her game. She lets God be God. I've seen a woman of God on the altar. She don't care about nobody else. Y'all can look if you want to, but she don't hear hers. You hear me? And I love that because I'm that kind of person. I'm going to go all the way in. I'm in it to win it. I didn't get saved to play church, y'all. I didn't get saved so you can say, I go over here, I go there. No, I was dying. I was on my way to hell. Y'all might be the good folks, but I wasn't one of the good people, okay? I needed help for real. I cried after God with all my heart and with all my soul. I needed Jesus, so I need to be under leadership crying out after the real deal, that want God for real. You know what I'm saying? I need you to be an example of where I'm headed. Because if you can't model for me what I need, I was desperate for Jesus. I'm still desperate for God. I was desperate. Yes. And when you have a desperation, oh, my God, God is going to show up for you. Yes. And people will be able to recognize that. So I thank God for you, woman of God, that you're desperate. You're still desperate for the things of God, that you still want God with all that is within you. I can feel the tangible anointing when you speak, when you minister in song. I can feel God himself, the Holy Spirit, wrap his arms around me. So you keep doing what you're doing. You just keep being you, praise God. You show up, and God will manifest. You allow God to interrupt you to be who he is in you. So you know Jesus loved him from Tina Pearl.
Yes. And he's showing it on the daily basis. Yes. He's blowing my mind in this season. So amen.
Praise God. Well, I'm going to tell you, he's doing that for me and Coach Melissa. He is blowing.
Well, praise God that I'm in great company.
Listen, Pearl, Pastor Pearl, we are on our way. You hear me?
Amen.
We've been down so low, we ain't got nowhere to go but up. And
but
we're
up.
Going up for
That's
Jesus. Right. Not for us. It ain't about us. It's about Jesus.
Right.
It's about him being
Jesus.
Crucified. It's about kingdom agenda 24/7.
Right.
You wake me up, I'm going to tell you about Jesus. I'm going to sing to you about Jesus. Because Jesus, that's what I am. We're entrepreneurs, but baby, don't get it twisted. Jesus is number one on the throne of my heart. Every day, every day. So you come in my presence, I know you're coming because God sent you, and I have a word. I know that about me. It took me a minute to really get it because, you know, when you got so low self-esteem, you don't know who you are. I know who I am. I know God created for me for his good purpose, that I might speak forth as an oracle of God into the earth, that somebody will hear something that would make them get up and be about their Father's business, because that's what we're about. That's what it's all about. So listen, if you call us to come to your city, come to your community, come to your church, we're going to tell you about Jesus for real. No holds bar, okay?
That's
you want the real deal? This is it. This is it. So the woman of God says she is available. You can call and have her come. Coach Elise and I, we come with an empowering word. So we are ready. We are ready. We are on God's timetable. We want to do what he wants us to do when he say do it. So you guys need to stay tuned. I'm telling you, God is doing something special with this ministry, with this entrepreneur program, and I'm glad about it. I'm glad God chose me for such a time. Since I feel like Esther, I am before the king. Hallelujah. And it's all good. And if you love God, I'm telling you, if you love God, he's got something special for you to do too. So don't be jealous. Don't hate on me. Don't hate on any of us. We don't have time for that. All we got time for is to come on, get on board. We're going to do what we're going to do together.
Everybody's in the sermon I preached a sermon said, ain't nobody got time. I ain't got time for that or something like that.
I know that's right.
We got to take that. The servant was like, we got to tell the devil that I ain't got time. When the devil comes knocking at your door with problems, you tell the devil, I ain't got time for that.
That's right. I don't have time to add any more to my agenda anyway. So I would be telling him the truth. As much as God is giving me to do, I don't even have the room on my agenda for your foolishness. I don't have to ask for it.
Anybody got time for that? For that foolishness? Those shenanigans. Oh, my God. Wait till we all get together. Well, this is going to be
an explosive time.
Woo-hoo! Well, you know, we do a women's spiritual retreat, and we do conferences, and you do events anyway. We do a praise and deliverance conference Saturday in October in Cincinnati, Ohio, 4 hours away from you. This year will be year 12, I think, or 13. Well, it started in Cincinnati, but the church that we hold it in is right there in Covington, Kentucky. And if you know Cincinnati, you know Covington is just like 10 minutes away, just across the river, the Ohio River. But we use it there. The Lord has given us favor with a church there that's a large enough church with musical instruments. Sometimes hotels are nice. them, but hotels don't have grand, you know, baby grand pianos and whatnot and organs and, you know, so we like having it there in the church. And the church can hold about 500 people. So we want to get as many people in that church this year. Oh, my God, Apostle, if you show up at that event, we're going to be blown away. But we have it's a conference my mother started back in, oh, 2003 or 2004 maybe, something like that, and then she passed in 2005, and her daughters and her niece, and we decided to keep it going.
Amen.
And we realized that we still that she was already in heaven, and we still needed praise and deliverance.
Yeah.
Because it was like, well, why should we let it end, you know, because she's gone. She got hers. That we still here need to
right.
do it.
We still got to get ours. Amen.
Come on now. And we do it every year, same weekend, October. We actually moved it up early. My mother used to have it the first weekend in December, but, you know, the weather is kind of iffy in this parts of the country down around that
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
So we moved it up a little bit earlier. But, We these women, they come together. We, women and men, it's not a women's event. That's not a women's. That's praise and deliverance. But we want to see real deliverance. We want to see the heal. We want to see people come in sick, get their healing. We want to see, limbs put back on. We want to see some real healing and deliverance. We don't play that. With that conference, we want the addicted to come. We want to get people set free from addictions. We want people with mental illness and depression, and we want to do it all in that. And it's only a two or three hour event, but listen, it's a very high. Yes, yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just think you want to get it all done in the mind. You want to get everything done.
Oh, yes. We want it saturated. We come in like gangbusters, you know. And wait till you meet my sister Beverly. She's in Maryland. Listen, we come in gangbusting on the end of
me. Amen. Amen.
What? Oh, my God. Woo, y'all got to be there. I'm telling you. Listen. I'll put some pictures. Oh, God. And then the young man, Eric, who plays the organ for us. Oh, God. Oh. This man was in the streets. I mean, the devil thought he had killed him for real with drugs, the lifestyle. But what? When God said his gifts are without repentance? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. This man is playing more powerfully than before the drugs.
Amen.
And,
well, you'll have to send me the information. And if it's not a time where I'm somewhere else, you're only 4 hours away. That's not a long ride for me.
Oh, every time I think about it, we have women, they come from Texas, Louisiana. They, you know, just by the unctioning of the Holy Spirit to this
mm-hmm.
place. We're praying that everyone can make it there. But anyway, back to all about entrepreneurs. So, Coach Cassandra, when I start thinking about that phrase, deliverance conference, I can just go there. Woo! We're back. And don't forget, August the 16th, if you're in the New Jersey area, if you want to meet Coach Cassandra in person, he is coming to our women, leaders, and entrepreneurs. Summit and Business Expo at the Marriott Hotel, downtown Newark on Broad Street. Many of you were there last year, before, you know, this is our third annual. Get your tickets. The tickets are only $30. Get your ticket. You're going to get lunch included. You're going to hear from fabulous, powerful speakers. Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant has been our keynote.
Tell us some of the speakers out, Lisa. Tell us some of those powerful speakers. One of them is from Essence Magazine. She's a contributor, right? What is her name? Gwendolyn or something?
Yep. Doctor. She doesn't write for them anymore. But she did for 25 years. She's written to over 8 million people, and she talks about relationships. She's got several books out. She's a psychologist. She has about 5 or 6 degrees. Her husband is a vice president of a college, a Christian college here in the city of Newark, New Jersey. daughter was big in one of those big National Association for Women, like NABO, the National Association of Women. There, that. And her other child is a doctor, all this different stuff. That's Dr. Gwendolyn Goseby Grand. We had Francine Humphreys, who is also a career and guidance expert. She's a woman of God. She's also a pastor out of the Virginia Beach area. She's coming again. We have Stephanie Burroughs, who is the absolute guru to help you get your
paper
ready for contracting, to contract with the government. She's a powerful, motivational speaker. She's an awesome speaker, leader, teacher. We also have Ms. Mary Ann Cotchett, who is a powerful author who's been in magazines, and she's been on TV. She's on radio. She's also one of our speakers. She's spoken at every one, the first one, the second one, and she'll be back for the third one. Denise from Cleveland. Last year, you heard Denise, and she was a part of our first Power Possibilities teleshow, if you heard that, Denise. Phenomenal. These are women who, I tell you, this year, I don't even know who all else is going to show up, but others are showing up. They get about, 6 minutes at the mic, but these women are skilled at what they do, and trust me, they can lay it down in 5 minutes. They will hit you with, they can do the two-hour thing, too, but trust and believe, when they get in 5 minutes, you'll be, like, running over to their table. What's your name? What's your number? How can we get in touch with you? What? They know how to hit it. They know. They're like media people. They know how to do them sound bites. We had a lady 1 year, Audrey. She calls herself the boss lady. She's moved to Atlanta now. She's doing it big. I mean, this girl right here from New Jersey. I remember when she, anyway, that's a whole, we'll be here all night if I tell you her story. But listen, these are the women that God has brought them. Liz Black, some of you remember Liz Black. She was our MC for the first year that we had it. Liz Black is on BLS, one of the biggest radio stations in the nation. And Liz Black is a gospel lady. She's already won, been nominated for a Stellar Awards and what have you. And I remember when Liz was on the college radio station, okay? I remember when she started on the college radio station in the middle of the night when people weren't even hardly up, and now she's in on BLS in Sunday mornings, prime time. You got to keep your dream alive no matter what.
Come on now.
And the way you keep it alive, keep it alive, to keep at it, because a lot of people don't know what that means, to keep it alive. Let me interpret for you. Keep it alive means keep at it. Do it when nobody's looking, nobody's watching, when the one member is coming, people are tuning in. That's what keep something alive means, okay? Because people hear that and they might think it just means hold it in your heart. No, it means keep working at your dream. Like Tyler Perry said, he had 35 plays where there was just nobody there but his family. All right? But he kept doing the play. Anyway, yes, Coach Cassandra.
Yes. And that's why, we believe that the dream God has given us is going to the next level. We are keeping the dream alive, and we're coming alongside people that have a dream, that have a vision. Maybe it hasn't come to fruition yet, but you know what? It takes time. It takes time. And if God is developing you, if he's taking you on a journey, sometimes the journey is just as important as whatever you think that destination is, because you have to be processed. Yeah, you think you're ready. You think you are that and a bag of chips. Maybe you are, But the point is, God knows when it's the set time to bring all of us forth. And, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. But are you ready? Are you in line for that next?
You got to keep at it. I know, Apostle, you know something about that, keeping at it. I'm sure that, isn't that true? Isn't there something to that, keeping at it?
Well, you know what? It's just a matter of persevering and enduring. And to be successful, you have to keep at it. So regardless of what you say, just keep going. You have to be persistent. You have to be consistent. If I take you to the scripture, you have to endure hardship like a good soldier.
All right.
You're gonna have to go through the trenches. It's not gonna always be easy, but nothing worth having, nothing worth doing is easy. And so you just have to keep going. Pastoring, I found it. God caused me to found my church. So I started it I can't even remember. It's called Helen S. Brown here, but it's like a senior center. I started it in a senior center. In my living room, we went from place to place before God finally settled us down in a building. I think it was like 3 to 4 years before we actually got our own building to be stable just for a little while. And you have to be determined and just keep at it. It wasn't always easy. Things didn't always, quote unquote, feel good. And some things were humiliating, but we kept going.
My God.
Kept going.
Well, that's where we're going to end at, because if we don't, we're going to keep going. Because it's already almost. But you see, that's a good word to end. Keep going.
Keep
going.
Keep going. Keep moving. Keep it moving, baby. Keep it moving.
The light at the end of the
But you got to keep it moving. That's blogtalkradioyall.com/AAE show. You can go and listen to the archives if you've missed part of it, or if you just want to hear it again. blogtalkradio.com/AAE show. That's all about entrepreneurs.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and we're going to close out with this. Everybody have a great, powerful day.
You too. God bless.
Battlefield and the seeds you can't win. Discouragement.